Okay, so just two ha'aros first before we move on to the next theme. Just to reiterate, there was like a lot of discussion in the shir itself when we had it, and then some further spirited discussion afterwards. Whether or not something to think about more, whether or not the Rambam holds that there is a lav in sota. According to the Kesef Mishnah, I should say, whether according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's going to be a lav for sota in a case other than one which combines matzah grushaso. And that's based on the Rambam's reading of Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalid. Is that the only case or not? Again, my own inclination was not to be marbe b'chidushim, in the sense that the simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, and Yevamos, and certainly the mainstream understanding of the Rishonim, is that that the parsha of Sota connected to Maaser Grushaso is marbe, that there is a lav, period. And I'm certainly okay with that, even if you held like the Kesef Mishnah, that it was adjustable, that the combination of either Maaser Grushaso. That either Maaser Grushaso was adjustable to a case of sota, or that the Mamalkus, let's say, of sota was adjustable to Maaser Grushaso, to me that is a lot less mechudash, a lot more palatable than assuming that the only case of the lav of sota is a case where there's also Maaser Grushaso. However, I wouldn't dismiss it completely. I hear the point. If you read, the Rambam where the Kesef Mishnah read it, it certainly should not be dismissed. Secondly, Eitan actually brought to my attention. We were talking about Eitan Sokolov, that is, that brought to my attention that there's an interesting discussion. We were talking about the Minchas Chinuch Safek about Shivcha. Chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin, or shivcha charufa, right? And whether or not that would also create its own maaser grushaso. Minchas Chinuch was dealing with it more on a technical level in terms of misa and malchus and things like that. I was suggesting that it really might depend on how you look. If this is a din in kedushas ishus and the role of gittin, and so on. And whether or not that, applies in this situation or not. And then Eitan brought to my attention that there's a discussion, what is it again, between the Chalkas Mechokek and the Avnei Miluim? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, as in some Mem Dalid, Os Zion. So, I mean, it sounds like in the Torah that in a case where someone marries a Chatzi Shiva Chatzi Bas Korin, and then she's nishtachara, so it's a suffix whether the kedushin are gomru or paku.
Correct.
So then, if she then goes and marries someone else and then gets divorced again, so it sounds like the Torah says that she's able to get remarried to the original person that was mekadesh her while she was still chatzi shiva chatzi bas korin. Even though there's a chash that, or one of the tzaddim is that the kiddushin was totally paku from the
It
first
was paku,
kiddushin,
but it was paku through the shechror.
right? So it sounds
Not
like from the
through,
Torah,
yeah.
right? Yeah, so it sounds like from the Torah that there'd be no iser maaser grushaso if the first kiddushin was paku and was not terminated through gerushin. So the Avnei Miluim and Chalkas Mechokek, they start talking about like chayshinon sheyomru harisha maaser. But they don't really entertain at all the idea that there would be an Isser Maaser Grushaso in that case.
So this would be a great case. This is a case of because part of things that one of the things that we were discussing, based on the different models, including, the Ramban, and I was highlighting it by, whether you codify this halacha in Hilchos Isurei Bia or Geirushin or Ishus, and then I talked about the Radak's father, and his take on it in terms of. you know, erusin and lapsing back into the, you know, original ishus, or whether there's some kind of a sota din, if it goes back into the ishus, which would make it like an isurei bihalacha, meaning based on the different models, it's really interesting to try to find a case where there was a previous marriage, where there was an intervening marriage, at which time there was a prohibition to the original Baal, but there actually wasn't a get in between. So there's no technical maxir grushaso. It's really maxir, ishto harishona, right? On some level or whatever, maxir, hetero ha, harishon, when in the interim, there was a heter to someone else and an iser, olam as a result. Correct? So this would be a very interesting situation because it's through the shichrur and the impact of that. So the whole discussion, Durabanan, whether or not that, would be a chashash or not, this, of course, that's only on a Durabanan level. But again, if you were to take, for example, what the, father, the Radak, says, depending on how you interpret it, then you could argue that this, might be a more fundamental thing. Unless, again, you're also, going to consider what the Minchas Chinuch was raising, but not just technically, also technically, and that is, does Matzah Gushasa have anything whatsoever to do, with the kind of ishus of Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Batzhor, right? Anyway, so that is something to think about. And just one other point, and that is that the Netziv also in the Hamikdavar, seems to have a read in the Yerushalmi. Also, one of these, this idea of like a convergence between Sota and Maksu Grushaso, which is worth looking at. That's in Hamikdavar. But basically, again, it's my view is that any convergence, which is different than, the impact of each one separately, points to, this being an overlapping theme of, Kedushas, Ishus, and the things that we discussed. Okay, so that's the Trizamasa Grushaso. Certainly we spent enough time on that. Now we're moving on very briefly to talk about Rea Chaget a little bit. We'll start today and hopefully we'll finish Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow's shiur, we hope, is at 11 o'clock, right? Eitan? Kasevitz, right? Carr and other, external factors permitting. Tomorrow's shiur should be live at 11, but we'll also have hybrid, meaning a Zoom option for people who are not able to make it in person or who are out of town. Etc. Okay, so we'll continue with this tomorrow, but let's start already today to talk just for at least a couple of minutes. This is a massive topic. Maybe later in the year we'll talk more about it, but about the issue of chutz, and especially, trying to pin down a little bit the relationship between, the relationship to the husband and the relationship to the rest of the world, which we'll elaborate on in just a minute. Every kiddushin, or every ishus, we'll say better, kiddushin and nesuin, and every gerushin really has two manifestations. One is the relationship to the, to the husband, the heter in the case of ishus, and the termination of that heter, or the iser, if you will, when it comes to gerushin. And then, of course, the relationship to kol ha'olam, which is an oser in the kiddushin, osara kula alma kehekdesh, she's an eshes ish, and which is the heter when it comes to gerushin. So the question is, with regard to each of these institutions, ishus and gerushin, whether or not these two elements are separable or not. Are they just two sides of the same coin? Are they separable? Those are two opposite ideas. Or maybe they're two different aspects, but one is gorer, one is ikar, and the other is more tafel, in which case, you know, maybe we don't treat them, you know, fully equally. So we should always be aware of any discussion, whether it's on the Isha side or on the Gerushin side, you know, which splits up, you know, the two components of a holistic Ishus or the two components of a holistic Gerushin. Okay. So having said that, Yonadav, if you could read the Mishnah for us, just, you know, let's go through some of these Makoros very quickly. And then I want to talk, we're not going to finish this today, but hopefully we'll finish it tomorrow. Discuss the Sefer Mitzvah Sadragon's take. We'll start it hopefully today, but and again, this is a much bigger topic, but we want to move on to the, you know, to the question of Shtaros and the beginning of Gittin, you know, forthwith, because we mostly finished that other part of our Hagdama. So let's talk about the, just for a few minutes, the Mishnah in the beginning of Hamagar. Shionadav, go ahead.
Hamagar is a Jishto, Ba'amar Lahari, Admutar is a Voladam, El Poni, Rabbi Yazar Mati, Rafam and Moser.
Okay. Ketzad Yasa. Yeah. Ketzad Yasa, go ahead.
Ketzad Yasa. Yitlano Emeno, Yasa Vitanala. Yomar Lahari, Admutar is a Voladam.
Okay. So this nusach of Hariat Mutaris the Chaladam is the typical nusach of a get, and it, you know, it accentuates what? Yonadav, sorry.
Yeah. That she's mutter to everyone. Meaning,
right. That component, meaning the heter l'shuk, or the heter l'kula alma, you know, the fact that, you know, ikar a get may be, you know, Horeyat Muteras, you know, L'chaladam is, you know, is obviously, you know, an aspect that, you know, that that illustrates, you know, how important that is. The Nusach is very, very important. Likewise, you know, when it comes to Kiddushin, right, the Lashon of Kiddushin, right, is Horeyat, you know, Mekudeshes, if you use that language. You know, the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin and of Beis Amid Beis that the language of Kiddushin, the Gemara wants to know how come it says Aisha Niknes, and then the second paragraph it says Aish Mekadesh. You know, so they talk a little bit about the Lashonos. The Masechta is called Kiddushin, right? So the Gemara says, to Asar Akula Alma Kehekdesh, very important, you know, language. So actually the Nusach, the most popular Nusach of Kiddushin and the most, you know, essential Nusach Haget, you know, in opposite directions really zero in on the impact on the rest of the world. Even though it's interesting to note that, you know, the initiative, the action, of course, is taken by, you know, by the Baal. And the interest of the Baal, you know, is actually in terms of himself, like his goal, you know, is not to be Oser Hura Kulama. That's kind of a result of that, you know, what his interest is, and that's captured by the Psukim, which is Ki Yikach, you know, Ish, Isha. So in the Psukim in Kitetze, the focus is on what he does, his Kenyan. By the same token, the focus in Gerushin, in the Psukim, and clearly in the initiative, right, in most cases, you know, is, again, there can always be outlying, you know, motivations, but mostly, you know, when there's going to be a Gerushin, you know, it's about ending the relationship. You know, it's not about, the result is to be matir her l'shuk, one would think. But again, it's, how does the Torah characterize Yonadav, how does the Torah characterize the Gerushin?
It characterizes it as a severing of the relationship. Or on the
right.
Matri side.
What are the words? The key words here.
Vishilcha mibeso?
Exactly. Vishilcha mibeso. Right? So the Yotzev Haisa, you know, the Isha Acher is afterwards, but the you know, it's because of Lasefer Krisus, that's the Maisa Gerushin. But the Shilcha, and especially with the emphatic Vishilcha, you know, Vishilcha Mibeso, especially the idea that you need Mishaleches, Mishalcha V'eino Chozeres, we've talked about this just, you know, a little bit at least, meaning he has to cast her out, you know, from where she is. So it's just very interesting to note, which is what I'm trying to do, that, you know, the typical nusach of a get and the nusach of kiddushin really highlight, you know, the impact, you know, that this has on the world, right? Asar kolamika hektesh and harant muteres, you know, lechalada. But clearly the motivation and the psukim in both cases zero in on the relationship of, you know, the man and the woman. In one case, creating the ishus, and the other case, you know, breaking the ishus between them. And that's the kiyikach ish isha and the vishilcha mibeso. So it raises the question, you know, whether or not these are just two sides of the same coin, you know, and like, you know, you can say it one way, you can say it the other way, maybe they're equal sides of the same coin, or whether you can ever have a situation where, you know, maybe like in Kiddushin, can you ever have a situation, you know, where, you know, there's no heter ishta labala, you know, but there is, you know, still asar kulam kahektish. And in Gittin, can you have a situation where there's an isar labala, right, but there's not yet, or maybe there never will be, you know, a harat muteris l'chalada, you know, a heter. So this becomes an interesting question. Of course, in the world of kiddushin, it's complicated. We talked about it a little bit, but right, for it depends really how you know, kiddushin could be different, you know, but we'll get to that in just a second. But part of the question is, like, you have this parallel question both for kiddushin and for gerushin, and, you know, to what extent, you know, it's not surprising that you have the parallel, of course, because they're parallel opposites, v'yasu ha'isa. But should you assume, you know, that if they're not, you know, identical and you can split them, you know, that you could split them in both directions, meaning in Kiddushin and in Gittin. Or, to say it another way, maybe they're not exactly, you know, seamlessly two sides of the same coin. Maybe there are two aspects, you know, but is one more, you know, predominant than the other? In other words, the Kola Olam part as opposed to the, you know, relationship between the man and the woman part. And if that's the case, is it possible to be mechalek, you know, between them, that when it comes to ishus, you know, the emphasis is more in one direction, and when it comes to gittin, it's more in the other direction? Because even as this is a, you know, perfect example of what we've been discussing and will continue to discuss, we say the yatzav haisa makashavai eliyitzia, you know, and that of course, you know, is about parallels and the assumption that, you know, the standards, you know, are the same. But as we discussed, in some respects, they're also going to be opposites, because, you know, these are, the one institution is undoing, you know, the other institution. So how much parallel, how much opposite? Given that, is the personal side, you know, meaning the relationship between man and woman in both cases, you know, and the relationship between, you know, her status, let's say, more broadly for the rest of Klal Yisrael, you know, is that identical, or is that, you know, that's part of the parallel, or that's part of the, you know, of the opposite? So this is an interesting question. Now, having said that, so in Erusin, this gets played out partly by the question. By which question, Yonadav? don't know if you ever learned Kiddushin or not, but we made reference already to it a little bit. In Ishus, this question of whether or not you can, you know, you can ever split between one and the other is played out, or how does that, you know, where would you look for that? Do you ever have a situation? I mean, you can't have it in the other direction. You cannot have, a situation, you know, where there's a heter l'kola olam, and a heter for the Baal. Right there, the question is: can you have a situation where there's an iser l'Baal, right? Even though there's already an iser l'olam. I mean, there's not yet a heter l'Baal, even though there's already an iser l'olam. Right? How does that play out?
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I missed a chunk of that. My audio totally cut out.
The audio. That's why the hybrid is better.
Okay,
what I was saying was, how can you test? I said that this quest, what I'm trying to suggest is that both in Geirushin and in Kiddushin are two elements. And we're trying to figure out whether they really are separable. And we're trying to figure out whether one is, you know, more predominant, or that's just like it's all the same, just that there are two things that happen at the same time. They're actually, it's very holistic. It's very integrative. And if there really are separable, or at least are different emphases, you know, I want to know whether, you know, is it parallel? Like the question in Ishus and in Geirushin are parallel. Like, do you emphasize the interpersonal part or the klal yisrael part? Or maybe there's a difference between them. So I'm saying in Ishus, you know, this question, we're not going to go into the details, but this question is linked to what phenomenon? I mean, do you have situations where there's an Iser Labal, even though there is already, you know, an Iser Lashok? David? Reese?
Chatzisha.
What? Chatzisha. No, forget about Chatzisha. For the Chatzisha is like a very exotic case. And we usually say Pashta Kiddushin Bekula in the case of, you know, Mekadesh. It's not bad. I shouldn't say, you know, it has some good. But that there, that's a very exotic case. It's more just like a simpler. Gabe? Silverman?
Maybe, I mean, there's an Ister Abonim to people in Arusa, no?
Oh, so that's the question. Is it Drabonim or Darais? So I think I made reference to it earlier in the year when we were talking about a bracha, right? Exactly. Meaning, when it comes to Ishus, this question gets played out in the question whether or not there's a Heter Isha Labala already at the time of Erusin. And that is a huge machlokas harishonim, and there are different views. So I would say there could be four views. Okay. I would say, yeah, okay. We'll say four views. We're not going to go into detail really anyway, but I would say there could be four views. One view is that really Erusin also is Matir Isha Labala more than she was, more than a Pani Habala Pnuya. Even though, you know, Midrabanan, you know, there's an Iser of Os Arus La Rusas. Let me make it clear. Midrabanan, at least, there's an Iser of Arus Kolaboel, you know, Arusaso, Bebes Chamiv, you know. Everybody agrees that, you know, there's a prohibition. I mean, in the Nusach, Habracha of Birchas Erusin, we say to Asar Lanu Asar Rusas. Everybody agrees that there's an Iser. But there are some Farshim who, there are many Rishonim, by the majority of Rishonim, think that Iser is Drabanan. But even if it's an Iser Drabanan, right, there are still two positions that you could take. One is that it's an Iser Drabanan, you know, but that Midaraisa, you know, actually the Kiddushin is also helpful for being Matir Isha Labala, more so than I mean, midaraisa, it's more than pani abala pnuya. Right, but midrabanan, you know, there is, you know, an ikuv. If you were to take that position, so then, you know, not only, then you might say that, you know, the additions, let's say, of chuppa on a daraisa level, right, are limited, you know, to other halachic issues. For example, you know, nedarim and, you know, and tumas kohanim, you know, and other things, you know, nara murasa, you know, beskila bechenek. I mean, there are still plenty, you know, for chuppa, you know, to be accomplishing. But really, in terms of heterisha labala midoraisa, right, the Arison, you know, really does, you know, accomplish that. I mean, Isra Arusa is only drabanan, you know, even though there is somewhat of a heter. That's one position you could take. The second position you could take is that, you know, the Arison is no better than Pani Alaba Pnuya when it comes to the, you know, relationship. And it's the Nisuin, you know, which gets you the full, you know, heter, Isha Labal. It's, you know, and that's part of the Doraisa accomplishment of the Chuppah. If you take that position, so, you know, you have, you know, a situation basically of, you have a situation where there's an Iser, you know, a Kulalma, Kehektesh, which is what Kiddushin accomplishes in Averson. And yet there is no Heter, Isha Labal. Right, that would be the second view. The third view and the fourth view are to say that really there, you know, not only is there no greater Heter Isha Labal, you know, through Arison, but that there is a greater distance. And that's what I was talking about in terms of the Rambam. But here I think there are, again, two models. One model is the model of the Raivid and Shiti Shana in Ksuvis and Af Zayin. I'm talking about the Asar Lanu Eswar Rusos, where you even have like the formulation that, you know, that the Isar of Aris Larusa is an Isar of Eshasish to the Baal. Now, again, as I've said previously, no one thinks that there would be a Chiyuv Misa of Eshasish in that circumstance, even if you want to call it an Isar Daraisa of Eshasish. And probably the explanation of that would be that, you know, there's no Begida, meaning there's a violation of, you know, she's an Eshasish and there's no Heter yet Labala, and therefore that shame Eshasish, you know, creates an Iser. But what's lacking, and the reason we have Chiyuv Misa, is because it's not Umala Bo Moal, because the relationship that she's having, you know, is with her husband, you know, not with some other party. So the Begida aspect, maybe you would say, according to that, that would be Mechudash. Normally you might think that the Iser of Eshasish is Chiyuv Misa, you know, per se, because she's an Eshasish. But, okay, so that would be an explanation of that. Shame Eshasish. And that would be very spectacular to say not only is there no Heter, but actually, you know, part of being an Eshasish, you know, includes being an Eshasish to the Baal. Right? So the focus on, in terms of Arison, on initially, in other words, on her status, Lashuk, you know, would certainly be even accentuated further. In my opinion, the Rambam's view is not as extreme as the Raivid, but it is, you know, more subtle, but I don't think it's less significant. And this is what I've been saying previously, and that is that the Rambam is of the opinion also that Doraisa, you take a step back, you know, not only do you not take a step forward in Arison in terms of Heter Isha Labala, but you take a step back. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Hilchos Ishos, you know, describes the Iser of Arus Larusa, you know, as Divrei Sofrim, which is a high level. We'll get back to that. And not only that, but the Rambam in Hilchos, you know, Sota is of the opinion, you know, that if a person was Boel Arusaso, you know, then he's not considered to be Minuka, you know, Mikal Avon, you know, such that, if somebody could get that open for a second, that he's not considered to be Minuka Mikal Avon, such that, the if he's Mashke, you know, the Sota wouldn't work for him, basically, because he's not Minuka, you know, Mikal Avon. Which sounds like that this Divrei Sofrim is having a Doraisa, you know, impact. Either way, the way that I've been describing, you know, the Rambam's view, you know, which is that the mitzvah, Saseh, and Ishus is the derech of Erusin, you know, Kodem, Lenisuin, you know, that's consistent with this idea that, you know, there's like an Oser, you know, before there is, you know, a Matir. And as such, does somebody have the Rambam's language open in Hilchos? Yonatan, you have it there?
Yeah, in Yud, Harf Yud Halacha Aleph.
Yeah, first of all, in Yud Aleph, and then in Sota also. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in Yud Aleph, he says, Ha Rusa Asura Labat Allah, he did very so from Kolzman Shehi, the base of Iha. Baba Rusoso, the base Chama, Makin Oso, Makas Mardis. Bafil im Kidcha, the Asur Lo Lavo Allah, the Ashnia, the base of Iha, Ashiava Oso, the Tokh Beso, the Yachid, Ima, the Rishan, Lo.
So that's also very interesting that the Rambam holds that Kiddushei Bia, right, does not create a heter. It's almost even Kiddushei Bia, as much as it is a derech, which, you know, is through heterisha labala, one would think, but the prisha that is required afterwards is like a very dramatic, you know, manifestation of the Rambam shita. Okay. Then the Rambam has this idea of Menucha Mikal Avon, which could be interpreted a little differently. I'll explain in a minute, but I think fits in very nicely with it. Who has it? Yonatan, you have it?
It's in Sota?
Yeah. Anybody else have it? I just don't have my, I do have behind me.
Yeah, I think I have it.
Okay, Eitan, go ahead.
Kol ish sheba bia asura miyamav acher shehigdel in a mayim arim bokenes ishto.
Correct. Where is it?
Parag beis lacha ches, I think.
Yeah, makes sense. Beis ches.
Yeah. Afilu bala rusas kebe beis chamav sha asur mi divrei sofrim in a mayim bokenes ishto. Shnemer v'nakei ha'ish me'avon v'aisha ha'i ha'i tisas avona. Zman sha ish menuk me'avon ha'isha Nosa.
Yeah. So again, there are two ways, and that's, you know, that triggered a lot of discussion. Again, the Rambam calls it, you know, Divrei Sofrim, but it's interesting that he uses this example. The question is, in order to, you know, for this halacha of Eino Menuka Mikol Avon, is it enough that he was involved in Bia Asura even Midrabanan? Because it just shows that he's no, you know, he doesn't deserve like the special hashgacha, you know, that the Torah, you know, magically kind of promises or mystically promises, you know, in hashgachas mesota, you know, because he's, you know, he's not, he doesn't have admirable, you know, credentials there either. So maybe the absence of admirable credentials can even be accomplished by, you know, Isurim Drabana. Or, you know, to qualify for the pasuk Menuka Mikol Avon, maybe it needs to be something that the Doraisa, you know, basically recognizes. So even though it's Midivrei Sofrim, which might be a high Drabanan for the Rambam, it could be that it's a violation of the Kiyum Doraisa. I think the Rav once suggested that as well, meaning that, you know, Kiyika Chishisha, you know, has kind of like an Isur Aseh from the Rambam, you know, also. And let me add that, you know, very closely connected to all of this is the view of the Rambam that we were talking about. You know, when I said the Masu Grushaso and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot comes right after Kadesha. The Rambam's Isra of Kadesha is a relationship outside of marriage. Number one, he's very machmir on that, considers it, based on the language in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, znus, calls it, sounds like anything outside of marriage is znus, not that any znus relationship, you know, is loka. And, you know, I was suggesting that, you know, Machzor Gerushin also coming right after that is perfect in terms of the, you know, the connection. But either way, you know, the point is, you know, that for the Rambam, Ishus is the framework of Ishus is a necessary, even more than other Rishonims. And that's why the Rambam's Pilegish, by the way, is limited, you know, only to Melech. That's a unique Shitas Rambam. The Heter Pilegish is only for Melech, where again, it's a kind of quasi Ishus for the Rambam. It's one of the Yudches, you know, Nashim for Melech. So it's a kind of Ishus, compares it to Yiyud. The point is the bigger picture of the Rambam is that he's very, you know, insistent that intimate relationships take place only in the context of marriage, and that chuppah, you know, plays an important role beyond, you know, the Arison, you know, for that as well. So according to the Rambam, in that sense, like the that Raibin in Shita Mekubetzes, not necessarily like the Raibin in Hasagos and Hilchos Sota, you know, the Arison is like not only a situation where you have like Ishus without Heter, in other words, you have Iser Lekula Alma and it remains, you know, Iser Labal, so you have, you know, kind of both of these at the same time. But more than that, as I said before, you know, it's more than the second Shita. Both of these Shitas are saying that you take a step back. So for the Raibid, you take a step back because, I mean, the Kiddush of the Raibid is, wow, that's called Eish HaSish, even though apparently absent Begida, there's no Chiyuv Misa. But there's Chalos, you know, Eish HaSish. The Raibid is a bigger Kiddush than it's Eish HaSish. Once you say it's Eish HaSish, so it's not as big a chiddush that there's no heter labal. There's like an impediment. She's an Eish HaSish, you know, and you know he hasn't done everything to remove that vis-a-vis himself. But for the Rambam, you don't have the chiddush that it's Eish HaSish. It's only very sofrim. It may only be a ki umaseh, but you have a bigger chiddush in a way, and that is like, you know, why is it worse? You know, that you need the heter of, you know, so let it be Pani Abala Pnuya, but it sounds like the Asar Lanu Arusos for the Rambam isn't quite what it is for the Raibid, but it's something. So in that sense, you know, I think what you end up having to say, you know, in the bigger picture is, but for the Rambam, it's an investment, meaning this initial Oser part is a way, everything we were talking about, of accomplishing, you know, the heter, you know, nisuin. Just that you have to invest. You go further, you know, more, greater distance before you get to the greater, you know, intimacy. So the greater intimacy, you know, is put on a certain, you know, more conceptually and actually, you know, ideal, you know, setting or framework. So either way, according to the Rambam, it's like a din. So it's not so much, you know, in a way, that's why I say the analysis of the Raibin and the Rambam is complicated. They share something in common, you know, and the implications are just very different, you know. You know, so for the Rambam, instead of saying, well, you see from there that that the Ikar of Ishus, or the Ikar of Arison at least, is, you know, is Iser Lashuk. You know, it's really more about her status vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. The Haraya, there's no Heter. So, yeah. If you say that, ironically, saying like it's neutral, it's Pani Abala Pnuya, may be the most focused way of saying that. Whereas once you say either what the Ravid says, which is, oh, she's an Eishes Ish, or what the Rambam says, which is, she's not an Eishes Ish, but in order to trigger, you know, Heterisha Labala, right, you first have to invest in it. So in a way, both for the Ravid and for the Rambam, it's not that fundamentally, you know, Erison is about Iser, not about Heter. You know, it's just that in one case, you know, by virtue of the fact that she's an Eishes Ish without the separate matir, you know, you're just kind of the Iser Lekula Alma is like extending to him. That's a pshat in the Ravid. And, you know, despite the fact that it's him. And for the Rambam, it's more like, yeah, there is an Iser, but that Iser, you know, is l'shem, you know, a heter. So l'maisa, you have a situation of Iser l'alma b'li heter l'baal, but in a way, it's because of a bigger promise of a more fundamental heter. Either way, so that's kind of the analysis. Yeah, just one second. Just give me one second. You can think about this as I'm. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, car politics, you know, it's all. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is that, right, no matter what, when it comes to the matter of Ishus and the relationship between her status vis-a-vis everyone else and her status vis-a-vis the husband, so I've kind of analyzed it according to these four different views of Erison. But in the end of the day, of course, if chuppah is related, which it certainly is for the Ravid in Shita Mekubetzes and for the Rambam and even for, the view that it's Pani Abala Pnuya until the chuppah. For every view but the first view, which says that, you know, this is just a Durabanan and really this Heter Isha Labala beyond Pani Abala Pnuya already in the Erisin, which is the view of many, quite a few Rishonim. Basically, in the end of the day, you know, it's the fact that Ishus was broken up in the way that it was, and that's part of the Chiddush of Matan Torah, as we discussed. So, you know, that, you know, kind of changes the equation a little bit. Now, in discussing on the Ishus side, you know, are we focused more on Heter or Iser? Or, by the way, these are parallel questions too, or more on the relationship with the Baal, or more on the relationship, you know, to the rest of Klal Yisrael, right? You know, we've been zeroing in on the phenomenon of having one component without the other, but the fact that there's an anticipated second component that it specifically addresses this issue is surely, you know, significant. In Gittin, you know, when we now look at this question on from a Gittin point of view, there are no obvious, but there's no structurally built in two different phases. But you don't have something equivalent that, you know, fundamentally as a process, you know, you split up the Iser L'Kula Alma, like in Kiddushin, and the Heter L'Baal. Or now you split up the Heter L'Kula Alma, you know, and the Iser, you know, to the, or the termination of the Heter to the Baal. That we don't have that, all things being equal. And that itself might change the equation. in terms of which of these, in terms of whether they're separable, number one, you know, which according to certain shitas, they certainly are in Ishus, and which one is, you know, prior or predominant, number two. And at the same time, you know, even just logically, as I said, you know, if you're talking about, you know, v'yatza v'haisa, you know, in one case creating the chalos, the other case, you know, either dismantling it or creating a shame grusha, etc., we could be machalic between them in terms of the various roles that these play. So we have the psukim, we have the mostly the nusach, you know, that, you know, is the predominant one. We have a parallel question to Kiddushin, and we have different perspectives in Kiddushin and Nisuin, but we're still left asking this question about Gittin, both because of Yoitz V'Haisa, and also because it's a one-stage, mostly, typically, classically, rather than a two-stage process. Okay. Everybody with me so far? Okay, good. So having said all of that, we go back to Yonadav. And right, where were we? Yonadav?
Last line of the Mishnah.
So now we have Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer, right, is Mechadesh that what? That if you say Aret Muteres L'Chol Adam, which is the typical language of Gerushin, but you say it Ela L'Ploni, right? So if you do that, that is still a proper, that is a proper get. Meaning to whoever is included, you know, in the heter, even though there's a qualification that will work. And the chachamim, right, osrin. Chachamim say, if you don't have an absolute heter, right, then there's no get. So it sounds like there's a fundamental argument in the Mishnah, that's a question, right? Can you have, I mean, again, in the Mishnah alone, it sounds like you, both cases are cases where you have heter, but can you have a gerushin, which isn't a heter l'kula alma? Correct? Yeah. Now the Gemara then goes on to discuss whether, for example, there's a difference between chutz and almanas. What's that all about? You know that? Are you familiar?
Yeah. I mean, whether it's a discussion about whether the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Eliezer or whether Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the Rabbanan. But I thought also just almanas.
What's the difference
like,
between almanas?
Yeah.
What would be the difference between almanas and chutz? But
the almanas is something that's outside of the get itself.
Excellent. Very well said. I mean, almanas, in theory, could be more extraneous, meaning that the effect is that she can't go off and marry everybody, right? But it's more like, you know, she agreed extraneously to the condition, assuming that that's the case. Whereas chutz sounds like it is more fundamental, like more internal, meaning the get, you know, is not matir, doesn't have the koach matir, right, when it comes to this particular person, right? And whether or not, you know, so whether Rabbi Eliezer goes as far as to be matir, you know, even in chutz, whether the chachamim would disagree in almanas, chachamim might disagree in almanas because they might say lamaisa, it's still not davar koris beino leveino, right? He's still pulling strings, or maybe practically it has to be mutar l'kol alma. I want to get into all that. That's really part of the shakavataria of the Gemara. But either way, what's very intriguing is this question of whether you need heter gomor, we'll call it, or heter l'kol olam, heter l'kol ashuk, as a precondition for get or not. And, you know, you could say, it's how much heter do you need, right? But the Gemara on Pei Beis on the base, right, seems to, at least initially, you know, go further than that. Go ahead, Yonadav, go ahead. On Pei Beis on the base, the Gemara analyzes this a little more. Go ahead. My time with Rabbi Elazar.
My time with Rabbi Elazar. Mididava kol tanai dam, Rabbanan kol tanai dam, alo shir le beget, acha shir le beget.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Okay, we're not learning this now, so we're not going to go into that. Again, is he there, are they saying even if it's extraneous nonetheless? Or are they saying, you know, it becomes fundamental? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So this limud seems to be discussing, like, do you need, does get needs a matir? The question is, does it need a heter look kolu kulam, or is it enough to have some sort of, you know, matir component? Okay, that's interesting in its own right. But then the next line of the Gemara is even more interesting. Go ahead. Yeah. I mean, that's the everybody. Okay. The other one, Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan, our time, Rabbi Lazar, Me'acha. Visha Grusha, Misha Loikachu. Vafilu Lonis Garsha, Ela Mi'isha. Nifsal Minaku. Ama, Vigita. Rabbanan is Rikuna Shining.
So this, of course, is very, these few words, these two lines are very crucial. In what way? Because here already we're talking about, the Gemara is basically suggesting that a model for Rabbi Eliezer would be Reach HaGet. Correct? Reach HaGet means even if he's only, it sounds like in Reach HaGet, that even if he is, at least from here, that even if he is only Megarish her in the sense of, you know, being mafkia his heter or their relationship, right? That will be enough of a get with regard to the psul kahuna, correct? And the debate, so what's the debate? What's the debate between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Whether or not psul kahuna is relevant, can you invoke, is psul kahuna a dinim psul kahuna, or is psul kahuna, right, only relevant, you know, or also relevant rather to gitin biyam, correct? Aryeh, what do you think? So then you have the difficulty, since we have to stop in a couple of minutes, let's just get some of these issues on the table. Then Bali Tostas have a good ha'ara. Are you? What? You couldn't hear? Oh, I think we're not hearing you. Or at least I'm.
Oh, sorry. What was the question? Sorry.
Yeah. I'm saying you have this, according to the Gemara, it seems like the debate between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is whether or not the case of Rea Chaget, Isha Grusha Me'isha, right, is Psula Lakuna, even if it's only Me'isha, correct? Or do you say Shiny Kahuna, Kahuna Shiny? Meaning is Reach HaGet, which is, you know, a din in Psul Kahuna, is that relevant also beyond Reach HaGet? Are the implications of Reach HaGet relevant to the question of chutz? That's a debate in the Gemara, correct? So, of course, what this raises, the question that this raises is, you know, what is this din of Reach HaGet per se, right? But in addition to that, it, you know, there's a technical question. And that's what Tosis asks. Are you have it?
Is she motor to have Yibam?
What's that?
Whether or not she's motor to have Yibam with his brother? Well,
he asks, meaning, is it true? How can anybody say that Reach HaGet is the, how can Rabbi Elazar say that Reach HaGet is the foundation when everybody will agree, even Rabbi Eliezer, that there are cases of Reach HaGet, right, that would not qualify for, you know, for real gittin. But even Rabbi Eliezer has to be able to say, shiny, kuna, shiny. Correct? Let's read it very quickly. It's in the, you know, the raya's in terms of yibum, but, right. In other words, you can be Gvim Tomar. Meaning, there's no effect.
Definitely in the case of.
Aside from Psul Kahuna, right, Aryeh? Aside from Psul Kahuna, there can be Psul Kahuna, and she can still be Muteres Lehisyabe, which means that the get was not chal at all. Only legabe kuhun. So you see that reach haget is kuhun ashayni. Correct? So Dosis has one of those mystifying but intriguing answers. Go ahead, Vishlomar.
So the Yeshua, the Halkim Ayes, the Kirin that field on the Scarce Elamid Shop. So Laguna, in case the Ara Fatsu Pony, how to get Gomer. To know how to get Sparahu, the Lone Scarce Elamid Shop, Philip Reachigello, how they belong to Usman Kasilkan.
So what's he saying? What's he saying? Is it obvious or is it a challenge?
It's not obvious, but he's saying that if there's an Isser for her to be with a Kohen, then like the next level down by where she is Motel Pony. It would be considered a get.
He's agreeing with the assumption of the question, which is that Reach HaGet is not equal to the equivalent. Reach HaGet is not a proper get legabe, the psul of Yibum. Correct. And nonetheless, even though it's not the equivalent, the din of Reach HaGet, right, would be a foundation for Yibum. I'm sorry, would be a foundation for get, for a regular get, even Lagabe Yibum, right, if there was any kind of heter. Right? So that's difficult to understand or not? Once you admit that these aren't equivalent, so the question is, what is the overlap? Okay, so that's something we need to try to figure out a little better, according to Balei Tosfos. Okay, but taking a step back, we're going to stop in a minute. Either way, when you walk away from this Gemara, if Reach HaGet, is a paradigm for Gittin, and that's kind of what Tosfos is, the Gemara is challenging that, according to the Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Lazar, it sounds like Reach HaGet is some sort of a paradigm for Gittin, right? Despite Tosis's question, or with Tosis's question and answer. So that emphasizes Isha Grusha Meisha, that there can be a get, there can be a chalos gerushin. What? Certainly in Reach HaGet, I mean, the debate between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, is there a gerushin without full heter l'shuk? The case of Reach HaGet, which is the foundation for that argument, is a case where there's no heter l'shuk. So it's Isha Grusha Meisha. So what it would seem to accentuate is that you can have a get, which is on some level, right? Some either Maisa Gerushin or some Miktsas Chalos Gerushin, which is exclusively about what? Heter l'bal. Now, it's where her status vis-a-vis the world is unaffected. Only in a way, that's the flip opposite of what you find in Erison. Right? Yes and no. Right? Meaning in Erison, prior to Nisuin, what do you have? You have, you have the Ishus Legabe Ha'olam, and not the Ishus Legabe Habal. Right, and in Gittin, in the case of Reach HaGet, and maybe partially, and built on this, the Chutz, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a Gerushin, right, which is about the Baal, even though it's not really yet about the rest of the world. Correct? Or at least not sufficiently. So that, again, in terms of the discrepancy, I'll leave that for what we already said, but that's the case. So the first thing to ask is, whoa, you know, we have to figure out what Tosis means, but is Reach a get even a good, you know, paradigm? Is Reach a get Doraisa or Drabana? Aryeh. And with this, we'll end for today. So you can go to Mincha.
Doraisa.
So it looks in this sugya like it's Doraisa, but it's a huge machlokas harishonim. So let's pick up with this and try to understand Tosis better and the Rivash and the Rajba and the Rach. I think I gave you Mar Makomos, right, for all this. The Avnei Miluim, the Rambam, the, you know, and getting into Sefer Mitzvah from Sajagon. Again, we're just going to spend a couple of days on this, but let's try to pick up with this Simiyot Hashem tomorrow at 11. Okay?